T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Get ready, because this is one of the up-and-coming stars that you are going to hear on radio coming up in the future, and that's Greg Giannotti. Greg, how are you, bro?
Bro, all along.
I tell you, we should get a Beningo and Robert studio audience every day, because this is as fired up as I've seen you since, like, 2009.
I'm fired up today.
I'm sitting over there. Your hands are in the air. You're flying around.
Killing the NBA.
I'm talking about the Knicks like you actually care.
Right.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it is. Right, exactly. It's painful.
Only needed was Phil Jackson.
Stocks and Larry Johnson. I was ready to go. I'm pumped up.
So how are you, bro? What's going on?
Don't see you really prepared for this one. No, everything's good, man. Listen, I have so many great memories of you guys in this radio.
How long did you produce with us?
Like, I think it was like 2.5 years, 3 years.
Okay.
There was many great moments.
We did many trips together,
right,
too.
We went out to L.A. a couple of times.
Let me say this. Maybe the greatest moment is one that you and I and Evan cannot talk about on the air.
No.
Yeah. Right? At LAX.
Yeah, that was that one.
LAX airport security.
We can't bring that one up. But that was an all-timer. There's no doubt about it.
I will give a little piece of that trip that I think I can tell.
Oh, the earthquake?
Yeah. So
you can tell that one.
This is a great one. We're staying in a hotel in Beverly Hills, and Evan's trying to go to sleep early because he's obviously the loser of the group here.
Clearly.
So he tries to go to sleep early. Joe and I are out on the balcony, and we're a little bit inebriated.
A little
just
bit.
Leave it at that. We're enjoying ourselves in Los Angeles.
Right.
Evan comes storming out of the balcony, out of the room, storming out, and goes, "Did you guys feel that?" And I said, "Maybe just a little bit, just a tiny bit. I don't know, it was something." And then Joe goes, "Bro, I didn't feel a freaking thing." Yeah. Turns out the next day it was like a 7.6 on the Richter scale.
Yep.
Because we were shot, and no one had any idea.
If you guys were on a balcony, you don't.
The other great thing about that trip, we go to Anaheim to see the Mets and the Angels, and little do we know, the Mets win the game, right? We go back, we go back from Anaheim, and of course, the G's complaining about the traffic the whole way down here. We get back to Beverly Hills, right? And all of a sudden, like in the middle of the night, because it's 3 hour time, I'm getting all these texts on the phone. I'm like, what's going on here?
Yep.
And it turns out Willie Randolph got fired overnight.
Yep.
And right?
I mean, after a win of all
things. Right, after the game they won.
Actually won.
Oh, you told me in the shower at like 5 in the morning. I'm taking a shower. I hear, "Bro, they fired him." I said, "You got to be kidding me."
Right.
And then, of course, the Mets thought we were out there for Willie Firewine.
Right.
They were mad at us.
Yes.
And we said, we didn't even care about
like
you guys, really.
Like, we almost knew that was the case.
I don't know if it was that trip or the year after, because we went back to Southern California when we befriended a lovely young lady.
Oh, my God. No, it was that trip. It was the one where we stayed in Beverly Hills.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
that
she
was
decided to show us a picture.
Oh, Tatiana.
Right. Was that her name?
Yeah.
Showed us a picture of a famous football player in a position which I'm sure he wouldn't really want the picture
it
elsewhere.
It was a sext, as they say.
Yes. Never did I imagine.
Yeah.
We were going to say who it was. Who cares? It was Derek Harvey of Jacksonville Jaguars.
About 20 minutes in the NFL.
Yeah. She goes, "You guys know Derek Harvey?" And we said, "Yeah, of course. Hey, just got drafted." He goes, "Do you know him like this?" And showed us a picture of his situation.
It was very intimidating, I must say.
You know, I still can pick. I could pick that thing out of a lineup to this day.
I didn't
pay
that much attention to it, G. I got to tell you.
It was a scarring moment.
I didn't know it was coming. I mean, all of a sudden you see this thing and you're like, oh, okay. I was expecting that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, I tell you. Those were good moments.
And those are the stories we can tell. There's two of them that we need to stay away
from. We can't tell them all.
Yes.
But we had some good times, man. We did.
Yeah, I know. And then I had to get out of the producing gig because it's a terrible job.
Best decision you ever made.
One of the worst jobs in America.
How do you like what you're doing now?
It's great. Yeah, CBS Sports. Radio.
Brian Jones.
Yeah, Brian Jones in the morning on the CBS Sports Radio Network. It's fun. I mean, it's not like one thing I'll say to knock it is you'll never get this in national radio. You'll never get a bunch of people showing up see you. They feel like you're a part of their lives because you are every single day. So it's a little bit more disconnected. It's great, and we can talk about whatever we want, but seeing this stuff makes me miss FAN every day.
And the thing about FAN I always looked at is it's a group therapy session when you really think about it.
Yeah.
When your team loses loses, this is your therapy. When the Jets lose and they're Jet fans, this is therapy. So that's basically what I think this radio station has been for 30 years now.
Yeah, no doubt. People running up to Joe and doing their own Joe Beningo impersonation.
Oh, the pain.
Bro,
yes.
And all of that.
Right.
Yeah, we don't get any of that, and that's what makes it so special. Like, look at Gary right here. Gary.
Just a boy, I tell you, Gary.
Look at him.
When I get older, I want to look like you.
This guy, I'm not kidding you. He got Ernie's autograph. He got Dove's autograph.
That is commitment, right?
Ernie, you signed an autograph?
And
now?
He got Minko's.
What,
you
getting an agent now?
He got Minko's autograph.
Well, Minko's autograph
is valuable. Right, yeah,
he's a legend. Ernie and Dove, look, I mean.
Yeah.
Oh,
Jono's looking at his watch. He's getting nervous. Him, you know?
Hey,
not that he ever does.
For old time's sake, you guys got a break.
Thank
all right?
You. We
got a break.
All the love, bro.
Keep
all
up the good
bro.
Work,
love
my friend.
877-337-6666.
Okay.
We'll come back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.